When Monsignor Beau was talking to us, he was mentioning, and I'm sure you're feeling this real absence, this hole in you, because you've not been able to receive Eucharist sacramentally here in this month of April, when we really are just desperately wanting to receive the sacrament, we want to receive Eucharist sacramentally, want to get reconciliation sacramentally as well. Let's look at some ways that you can honor the Holy Eucharist in this month of April. Annabelle Mosley is with us. She's a professor of theology and an author online at AnnabelleMosley.com. Annabelle, good morning and welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning, John. Thanks so much.
What are you doing beyond the spiritual communion that all of us are doing right now in this time when we cannot get into our churches to worship publicly?
Well, it's a good time, as always, of course, but it's a great time to pray the Rosary daily. And as we pay special attention to the luminous and sorrowful mysteries, we pray it every day. We get closer and closer to our Lord, but especially in the luminous and sorrowful mysteries. So on those Tuesdays and Fridays and Thursdays, if we can kind of mark our calendar, it's a great day to focus on the institution of the Eucharist, the mystery of the agony in the garden, the mystery of the crucifixion, and join ourselves to those mysteries. And all the great saints teach us that the more we pray the Rosary, the more we join to those mysteries. So we'd be closer that way to our Eucharistic Lord.
We're just speaking with Monsignor Beau. Monsignor Beau about the power of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. What is the power of the Divine Mercy Chaplet like in your life, Annabelle?
Well, you know, it's a great, I love praying it daily. A great way to remember to pray it is right after the Rosary. The Divine Mercy has such powerful benefits, and it's so quick to pray. I mean, it's incredible what we get from it, and it doesn't take much time at all. We can pray it right on our rosary beads. So right, we're holding our rosary anyway. Keep clinging to it and go right through and do the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock each day, especially on Fridays. What a great Eucharistic thing. Fridays is the day of the week the Catholic Church dedicates to the Passion of Jesus. So it's also the Divine Mercy Day in our church. So it's a great reminder to pray that. And what a comfort, you know, during this time that's scary for so many of us and hard to be separated from receiving the Eucharist. It's a Eucharistic prayer. Saint Faustina, who is the apostle of Divine Mercy, she even added to her name of the Most Blessed Sacrament, Saint Faustina of the Most Blessed Sacrament. So she's given us through our Lord this Eucharistic prayer, you know, the blood and water of our Lord, that we're offering to the Father. It couldn't be more powerful at a time like this.
Annabelle Mosley with us this morning, and we're talking about some different ways that you can honor the Holy Eucharist in this month of April. It's 23 after now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I was listening to Drew yesterday pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and he was mentioning not only our special coverage that's coming up on Divine Mercy Sunday with Father Rocky and Drew at 3 Central here on Relevant Radio, that he has images of the Divine Mercy in his house. Do you have images of Divine Mercy? Do you have pictures of Jesus in your house? So if someone comes into your home, they understand that this is a very powerful and faith-filled Catholic home?
Yes. Well, I always laugh that I have images all over the place. So anyone who comes in from the second they enter, they know real fast.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, sorry, this is who I am. It's everywhere.
That's good.
Sacred art, and it's just so beautiful. We have such a beautiful treasure trove in our faith, in our Catholic faith. So it's everywhere. The Marian Fathers had put on their website actually that for Holy Week they suggested putting a picture of the Divine Mercy image on our door, on our front door, and they were suggesting kind of, you know, just to celebrate during the Passover time the blood of the Lamb, and that the Divine Mercy image, you know, in this beautiful elevated way showcases the precious blood of our Lord. And they said, you know, just because we're all scared during this coronavirus, it's a great time, the Marian Fathers were saying, to put an image of Divine Mercy on your front door. So we did that, but we also have an image within as well. It's a very beautiful image, and it's a great thing to focus on while praying the Divine Mercy.
How are you doing Eucharistic adoration when Father Rocky does the family rosary every night at 7 o'clock Central Time? It is from the Chapel of Chapel of the Nativity at Relevant Radio, and he brings the monstrance out, and there's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus there, right there. So it's Eucharistic adoration and rosary. So that's mm-hmm. how I get my adoration in every day, by watching online at relevantradio.com, and you can also stream that to your TV versus via the Relevant Radio app. So how are you filling in that void of not being able to get to an adoration chapel?
Well, I have to say, I love your idea of praying the rosary while studying, you know, while putting on the television or going online to adoration. That's a fantastic idea, because you're combining the two. What we've done, initiated in my own parish, we have a way, you know, while I'm praying adoration, let's say if I go online or on television, I love it. I'm so grateful to EWTN and to Relevant Radio. I find out all these wonderful ways we can still adore our Lord remotely. But we wanted in our parish, with my priest, we started this initiative. How can we still feel a physical presence, you know, that some small part of us is still physically near our Eucharistic Lord? So if you go to my blog, which is Desert Bread, what an apt title for these days the bread we have in the desert, right? Desertbread.org. I never knew when I named that blog how much we would need that bread in the desert now. But it does remind us that God always sends manna in the desert to those who love him and trust in him. In any case, anyone in the whole country, anyone listening now, can send a letter, a physical letter that they write from their heart to, if they send it, they can send it by email to Father, that's F-R, Bob, Father Bob at sthugh.org. Put in the subject line, tabernacle letter. Father Bob Smith of St. Hugh Church, where this whole initiative is going on, will print up your letter. He'll put it in the basket right at the foot of the tabernacle. And I have to say, those of us who are doing it get so much comfort that it's like sending a love letter to the Eucharistic Lord, that while we're doing our Eucharist adoration, and nothing can replace that, that some part of us is near him, some physical reminder. And hopefully it gives our Eucharistic Lord some joy to see those letters come in that empty church.
Indeed, and we're happy to say that we do that too here at Relevant Radio, and have been doing that for a long time. So if you have a prayer intention, you can email pray@relevantradio.com, rosary@relevantradio.com. And if you watch Father Rocky's live stream at relevantradio.com at 12 noon Central when he celebrates the Mass, on a couple of the camera shots, you can see the basket that's right there in the tabernacle with all of your prayer requests. So if you have one, we'll include that not only in the Family Rosary across America tonight, but in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass that Father Rocky will be celebrating today at 12 noon. So it's pray@relevantradio.com or rosary@relevantradio.com. And it's a great way to embrace, Annabelle Mosley, the technology. And I think we're seeing that, of how to embrace the technology, not to be snarky on Facebook. And even social media has had this traumatic, has had this attitudinal change of one of sharing stories, sharing good news, connecting us to other people who are in need, inspiring us at this very critical time during the coronavirus pandemic to not only love ourselves, obviously, but love our neighbors. And there's really been an emphasis on love your neighbor through this.
Yes. That's well said, John. St. Catherine of Siena, great doctor of the church, her feast day is coming up on April 29th. So it's a great time to be on April 20th, mark our calendars to start the novena to her. But that great saint, St. Catherine of Siena, she said in her dialogue that Jesus told her that the soul, as soon as the soul comes to know Jesus, reaches out to love one's neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's such a good point that even though we're quarantined, so many of us, and stuck in our homes, we can be inspired in Eucharistic love to find ways to help others, whether it's sending food or supplies to a family in need, or calling or FaceTiming a friend who's feeling lonely, or just sending a card in the mail. And I always say, too, these days, what better gift than a Mass card?
Yeah.
When we're all feeling so far from Mass, what a gift to someone who's suffering to send them a Mass card.
Any number of ways that you can honor the Holy Eucharist in the month of April. We're hopeful that we've given you some new ways to honor the Holy Eucharist in this month of April with Annabelle Mosley, a professor of theology and an author of 9 books. Reach her at AnnabelleMosley.com, AnnabelleMosley.com. Great conversation, Annabelle. Thank you. God bless you, and happy Easter.
Oh, thank you, John. Happy Easter.